following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
This is the Wilson time with the girls. Minus one of the girls is of the Wilson family is not here. But
and
two of them, the boy is not here. But we have one of the Wilson girls.
Our firstborn.
One of the Wilson kids, if you will.
Who loves to be on camera.
She loves it.
She loves a lot of attention. But what we focus. Wanted, but, she's not like
what
that.
We really wanted to ask her is if she has a favorite Christmas memory.
Yeah. Her favorite thing about Christmas.
Yeah, favorite thing about Christmas.
No school.
No school.
So I have more time to hang out with my friends and family.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
And what about something about your dad? That your favorite thing about your dad? No, I was kidding. Don't.
And then
don't,
your mom.
Don't worry. And then, yes. Favorite Christmas gift ever? Do you have one of those?
I remember, the only two that I remember, well, three, Nerf bow and arrow.
Okay.
Tetherball.
I remember that. Tetherball.
Oh, yes.
The tetherball.
Which did not get played with as much as
no, this came a rusty mess
with.
In the backyard, which, by the way, I said it would. But number three is?
And going to Gilmore Girls set.
Memories.
That was fun.
But what we've always told you is the Christmas is not about presents, Abby.
Or tetherballs.
Oh, that's right. We did ask you that. But what is Christmas about?
The birth of Jesus, the promise fulfilled.
Which brings, by the way, a lot of awe and wonder. A lot of awe and wonder, as we've been talking about on the weekends. And there was some big event that happened this last weekend.
This weekend on Saturday, we had our women's luncheon, and the theme was Star of Wonder, which we had already had that theme. And then to have the theme in the main sanctuary with all the services be awe and wonder, it's just like this wonder.
I see what you did there.
The wonder.
Which we already had Star of Wonder, and then Jeff stole wonder and made awe and wonder of that.
No, he didn't.
Actually, he did.
But you did, but you're sensitive to the spirit because it all lined up together.
Right.
So,
which the women had first. So,
all that to say, our theme verse for the luncheon was when the Magi, after they had heard, it's in Matthew chapter 2, verse 9, after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And so I just love that when you sing the song where that line comes from, Star of Wonder, it says, Star of Wonder, Star of Night, shine with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. So we have this star that's basically above where the perfect light, the light of the world, Jesus is. And that star is saying, here I am, here I am, here I am. And our speaker for the luncheon, Giovanna Bush, said she was talking about how we are to be those stars that are pointing to the perfect light, to be like, here he is, here he is, here he is. And so just that reminder at Christmas time, when you see a star, that it is shining forth the glory of the Lord, but pointing towards the whole reason that we celebrate Christmas, that reminder that he is the light that guides our darkness. He is the light that gave us salvation. And so I encourage the ladies at the end of the luncheon that if you are walking through a time of darkness, whether that's just a season in your life, or if you're walking in darkness, not having surrendered everything to the light of the world, to Jesus, and saying, I need your light to fill my life, because otherwise we are walking in darkness because we're not being guided by anything but ourselves. And we know that our hearts are sinfully wicked just in themselves, even if you're the nicest person in the world. But to just surrender that darkness to the Lord and let him fill you with his light.
Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit more about that this weekend with the last part of our Awe and Wonder series, which I'm looking forward to. And we'll talk a lot about Jesus.
Yes.
He's the reason for the season.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I know. Can make that you did? Into a poster.
Oh, that's
like
that would make a good
t-shirt.
Christmas series. Hey, well, anyways, thanks for joining us. And this is our daughter, Abby. And maybe we'll get the other two on here soon. We had Jack last week. Jack was on last week. So
Taylor needs to get in here then.
Oh, that'll be
She'll
good.
She'll love that.
She will. All right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.